With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. No matter what you do or what industry you're in, how you communicate is key. Everything you type is equally important to collaboration, and Grammarly can help. Think of it as your AI writing partner, empowering you to communicate effectively and efficiently so you can make a bigger impact in the workplace. 96% of Grammarly users say it helps them craft more impactful writing. And as the gold standard of responsible AI, Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. By understanding your writing in context, Grammarly provides relevant, personalized suggestions. And with tone suggestions, you can navigate even the most difficult work conversations. You can also save time from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds with one click. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
Hi guys, and welcome back to Sexy Unique Podcast, Summer House Hive. I am here with a hilarious Twitter person that I followed for a really long time. I'm so happy to have her on the pod. It's Randy Lawson. Hi.
Hi, I'm so happy to be here.
I'm just like excited. Summer House is truly like an escape, like fantasy land. And so we were just talking offline about how it does feel like somewhat of a bookend to COVID, even though it is still raging in many parts of the world. But in the summer house, we don't have to confront that. And I just appreciate you being here to celebrate that with me.
I wouldn't. There's no one else I'd rather celebrate with. This is like summer house, Sexy Unique Podcast and Summer House have been the two things that have like given me light during the pandemic. Like, yeah, they've both been just absolutely like rays of sunshine, like in this dark.
Oh my God. I'm so happy about that. And I'm happy to be like doing like a Venn diagram of just like merging both of those things. Cause these people, like, I feel an intense, like, protective love for them that I don't feel for many reality show people. I don't know what your relationship is with Summer House. Like, have you watched from the beginning? Are you, like, did you come in at season three? Like, what's your history?
So I'm, like, an on and off watcher. I'm one of those, like, oh, there's a marathon on a Sunday and I'll have it on while I'm, like, doing things around the house. But, like, I didn't always, I wasn't, like, a total Summer House head like I am now. Mm-hmm. I am super invested in Summer House now. Like, this season, it's one for the record books.
Yeah, there's so much happening. I'm like, I'm not totally caught up. Like, I'm probably at episode 5, so I know like now what all Carl's going through, which is so sad. But this season is covering like the highest highs and the lowest lows, and then just like awkward relationship stuff. Like, it really has it all.
This show has absolutely, like, yes, it has taken me to like yours, the highest highs, the lowest lows, and made me laugh out loud and made me tear up like within like 15 minutes of one episode. Mm-hmm. So it's been just like, it's like watching a play, like when they're trying, like
it is a staged play. Mm-hmm. It's a play like that I was, takes yeah. place in that house. Yeah.
Yes.
Like new, like it's a new form of theater.
Totally. It's like
Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
No, please, yeah.
I was just gonna say, let's jump into this episode. We're talking about episode 3. And it picks, I feel like also all this action that's happened so far has happened over the course of like 3 days, and they're in the house for 6 weeks, right?
Yeah. So it's, yes, like there is so much, it's packed with content. Like every day, even just like watching them hang out is funny and entertaining, but like so much happens in this show.
Yeah, like I'm fascinated, even I'm glad kind of that they're all confined to the house and then have to work their jobs, because there's something really soothing about watching them work. Like even just sitting, they're not doing anything. Like they're sitting at a computer saying mm-hmm. just like typical like kind of corporate or marketing speak, but I'm riveted. What
is
that?
Totally riveted. Well, for me it's totally relatable because that's what I've been, you know, working from home, Zooming in like a corporate world during the day. So it's like watching that and watching people who are like, there's a certain level of, I mean, I respect all reality stars, but seeing like people maintain a drive outside of the reality realm is like, I don't know, it's a certain level of like hustle that I respect. And seeing them act that out, like, yeah, it's relatable in the nicest way. And they all are really good looking.
And they're like, insanely good looking. Yeah.
And like not because like they're so young that they're still hot. Like I feel like there's like a level of, I'm not part of Bachelor Nation, but like women on that are like, I mean, everyone's beautiful in their own way inside and out. But you know, like they're just, they're hot because they're 22. Like these people have like, yeah. they've made it, they're officially hot.
Totally. It's nice to see like people that are my age or around my mm-hmm. age just like killing it in the hotness department, and like it makes me feel really good. Also yeah. I feel I don't know how you feel about Lindsay, but she's truly like my favorite. Like I could watch her do anything. Mm-hmm. I'm obsessed with her, and I really want her to just like understand that 34 is not old. Like she's not like losing anything at all by being 34 years old, you know what I
right.
mean? Like she's
totally.
Sorry, I'm just going to put my dog away because, sorry about that. I'm trying to get to a point where he, like, just chills in the bedroom while I do my thing. But, like, it's, like, really touch and go. Sometimes Aww. He just gets triggered by every sound.
Well,
and then some days he can just sleep.
The listeners love him, so, yeah.
He's a star.
Yeah, he is a total star.
Yeah, so Lindsay keeps talking about, like, how she's 34 and that she is on this very strict timeline. But I like feel like I want to just remind her that it's okay. Like she can, there's a lot of things that she can do. She doesn't have to adhere to her timeline.
I love that, like, not saying that Steven Stravi is a bad guy or anything, but like it's obvious that she just like isn't that into him and is settling with him. And he's like, I'm sure he's a good time and everything, but like, she doesn't see him as the one. She doesn't respect him. And I'm glad that she's not going to settle for him, and she's not going to like be with someone who isn't up to the standards of, you know, making her a sandwich.
Making her a sandwich, making her a priority, mm-hmm. speaking her love language at all times. And I think she also needs like an older guy, maybe a guy that like doesn't work at all. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like she needs to be with just, like, an older, rich guy or something.
Totally. Or maybe she needs someone who is a little bit older, maybe retired, and has, like, has kids maybe in their, like, in their teens. So when mm-hmm. he doesn't have his kids, he's with her and he's 100 on her. But then, like, when he's with his kids, yes. like, she can be the cool, hot stepmom and like have that built-in family, but like it doesn't have to be all the time.
Oh, that's a great idea. Because I could see her easily being someone's like second or third wife, like an mm-hmm. Alec and Hilaria situation.
Oh, yeah.
Where then she gets to have kids with him. Yeah. But is not like as crazy as Hilaria.
Right. Maybe she'll have like one baby with him.
Mm-hmm.
Like he doesn't want to totally start over.
Seems like enough. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like how Lala's having that, like having like a one. Well, maybe Lala will have more, but she has her one baby with Randall now.
She has Ocean. I have not even talked about like Lala's new baby. So I'm glad that you brought that up. I'm obsessed with the name Ocean. I'll never forget her beautiful PETA SeaWorld shoot, the mm-hmm. Justice for the Orcas. Do you remember that with her and Sheena and Ariana when they were body painted? Yeah. So I feel like Ocean is a callback to that shoot.
Mm, totally.
And I was really obsessed with her post-birth selfie that she shared on Instagram.
That was a beautiful post-birth. She did just the right amount of natural makeup, I think.
Yeah, it was very, like, it was not only beautiful, like, but it was also, I think, had a hint of revealing how harrowing the experience mm-hmm. of birth can really be. Like, I saw that in her eyes, and I also saw the strength in her eyes.
Yeah.
And I saw, like, the filler, and it was just a beautiful mix of all three things.
It was, oh my gosh, exactly. And she gave, you come out on the other side of giving birth, and it's like you've just been through a battle. And like best case scenario, like, and everything worked out, but like, yeah. And you can see it in her eyes. She's been through it, and she's a different woman now.
She is a different woman. She was like on the front lines of the war and has lived to tell the tale. Mm-hmm. And I'm excited to see what the future brings. I really hope that they do bring Vanderpump back with the babies, because we need that. We deserve that.
Mm-hmm.
But truly, who knows?
I mean, that's content I'm here for. So
yeah.
I would love to see Hart Clark and Ocean. And
Hart for Charlie Rose Clark.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
I don't know. You would think that one person in their lives would be like, hey, I just need you to know that this person was me too, and it might be a little weird, like, if you name your daughter after that, considering all your drama when it comes to me too. But maybe they're just doing them. They're rewriting history. They're taking back the name.
Take back Charlie Rose.
Yeah. Do what needs to be done.
I actually went to college with one of the girls that he, like, victimized, but that
wait, Charlie Rose about Beau for a second. I was
no,
like,
no, not Beau. No. Wow. History lesson for the readers who don't know, Charlie Rose is a talk show host, and he was disgraced in Me Too'd. But the crazy part is, if he was never disgraced in Me Too'd, and they had said part of our daughter's name is Charlie Rose, I might be like, you know, it's really cute, and I think her generation probably won't even know, but it's just, you might want to Google him to make sure you're like, he reps your values. But then to know that he's been Me Too'd, like, I think you should Google your baby's name to make
sure. You absolutely should. That'd be like one of us naming our baby like Madison, Bill Cosby, Shane Hall or something.
Oh my God.
You've got to work that out ahead of time. I, side note, was in Beechwood the other day. For any LA people, it's like this kind of like hilly neighborhood in LA where, like, right under the Hollywood sign. And that's also the neighborhood that Stassi and Beau live in. And shout out to Jonathan, editor, producer. He took me on a walk, and I walked by their house and I saw it in the flesh. And I have to say that it is a beautiful house. It's very chic. Looks old Hollywood. It's also like a mansion.
It's Spanish style, right?
It's Spanish style. Yeah. It's very like exactly the house that you'd want to live in like the Hollywood Hills underneath the Hollywood sign. I was incredibly jealous. and that's frustrated. Amazing. Yeah.
Well, good for them.
Yeah. That was like awesome. What do you think? What do you make? We're just going to kind of like skip around. Maybe we'll go through stuff. I have notes or whatever. But mm-hmm. post Kyle's birthday, Hannah and Luke are still mid blowout. And what is your take on the Hannah and Luke situation?
Okay. I see both sides.
Totally.
There's douchebags on both sides now. So I think that Luke was stringing her along just because he liked the attention. And mm-hmm. they have a connection. It's not like a super low connection, but it was just like feeding his ego to have her like just have a dipping a toe in the Hannah pool just in case. And, you know, she's so attracted to him that she was just taking those little droplets and just like hydrating with them. And he knew that. So on paper, he probably said, let's be friends. But like if someone texts you goodnight or sends you emojis or call like FaceTimes you while they make dinner, like that's intimacy. And he was giving her that. So I think that especially during the pandemic, like that kind of closeness, that is leading someone on if you really don't have any intentions with them.
Totally. And I don't think, and I think there's some stuff that she's reading into now that it's like, it's pretty clear that he's not into her and he's into Sierra. And like, mm-hmm. I think he's a little too dumb to like not just admit that to her. And mm-hmm. he's trying to instead like rewrite history and be like, no, I always said we're friends. And like, you had this other idea, but like, I've always been over here. And it would just make more sense. And if he was smart, he would be like, yeah, I'm sorry. Like, I can see where it would seem like I was leading you on, but now I'm into this other person. Totally. I want to be friends with you. And like, this is how we're going to move forward.
Exactly. But if he was just honest, he's like, I do feel close to you, but it's just never going to be that between us. And like, yeah, but he totally like was just thriving on like Hannah energy and didn't want to give it up. But then he was faced with it in the house.
Yeah. And I also think the ex-girlfriend of it all probably plays into it. Like now that I'm considering it, it's like, that sounds like it was a toxic breakup that lasted mm-hmm. a really long time. So it probably felt good to him to have these other women mm-hmm. who are giving him like this positive feedback loop mm-hmm. and allowing him to feel like he's getting the girlfriend experience
totally
while going through all this like drama with his actual mm-hmm. ex-girlfriend / sometimes girlfriend.
I think Luke really sees himself as a nice guy, and that's why he can't like wrap his head around that he's wronged Hannah, because he's like, I'm a good dude, I'm from Minnesota, I'm like can chop wood, and I'm like an honest, all-American, red-blooded, good dude. But he like can't face that he was using these women in this time of reboundness.
Totally. Just because you're from Minnesota doesn't make you a good person. Like just because you have a Midwestern accent doesn't immediately like connote goodness.
Totally.
We've been conned into thinking that it does. And even like when he, because I was watching like next week's episode and he is talking about like his dad's addiction issues or whatever, but then hearing his dad on the phone during this episode, I'm like, oh, that doesn't sound like someone that would be like an addict. And then I found myself buying into like the Minnesota branding of it all. Mm-hmm. And I'm here totally. To fucking tell the truth.
Like my original like association with the Minnesota brand is 90210. And like, I didn't know anything about Minnesota, but I know that like, you know, Brandon and Brenda came from there, like this land of like purity and good heartedness. And we're thrown into like the crazy like underbelly of Beverly Hills High School. So mm-hmm. like, I've always just associated Minnesota with like, oh, those are good, pure hearted people. They're like untouched by like the sadness and darkness of the world. And I feel like Luke is projecting that same Minnesota thing, but they're still like, the fact that I feel like he's kind of cruel. Like totally. She, like, I can't imagine a guy saying to me, like, I'm not attracted to you. I don't like you. I'm so glad I didn't sleep like with you. Like, I mean, that's just mean.
Also, if you have like blown a guy and done everything but sex, you basically have slept together.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't matter if you've actually had like penetrative sex, like you're in a relationship of some sort, even if you're not calling it boyfriend, girlfriend.
Yeah. Like, I kind of feel like by second base, you're like, you know.
Yeah.
You're connected.
You're very connected. If you've like seen each other naked, you're connected in a different way than before seeing each other naked.
Yeah. If you can pick each other.
And then if there's like fluids. Yeah.
Yeah. If you can pick each other's privates out of a lineup, you know, then it's more than friends. Yeah.
It's way more than friends. Yeah. If you're texting, I don't text anyone good night.
Yeah.
Unless it is like, yeah, like I wouldn't. That is like, that's some sort of relationship or like love relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Steven goes to work at 11 p.m., which I was obsessed with. I think that he does not want to be on the show ultimately and is like regretting his decision to move his entire like office to the Hamptons, mm-hmm. film a reality show, and try to save like the failing hospitality industry at the same time.
Yeah. And he also looks so. Did you notice he's not even sitting on like a chair? He's sitting like a cardboard box with a cushion. And he never takes off his shoes. Like, and he still has like his like, you're at the like at a pool house, like a house with a pool and an outdoor setting, and you have like your shoes on or all the time. It just makes me feel like you're not there to settle in.
No, he's ready to run mm-hmm. at a moment's notice.
Yeah.
Like pack up and get the hell out.
Yeah.
Then he eventually does.
Yeah. He's got his running shoes on, ready to go.
To make a quick escape.
And I relate to this, and like, I mean this with total love, but like, so like, because we're working from home, I always have ongoing projects with work, but I don't necessarily have to be like on them all the time. But there's a few times where like, my daughter's being bratty at bedtime, and I'm like, oh my God, I have to jump on a work thing. So like, because I need to check out of this situation. And then like my husband will be like, well, okay, I have to deal. Like, so I feel like I could totally see, yeah, like working at 11. I relate to that. And it's bullshit. Like, of course he has something to do, but you don't have to work at 11. You go and work at 11 when you're trying to avoid whatever else is going on in the home.
Absolutely. And Lindsay is not going to take that sitting down because she's about 30 rosés deep and needs to get her feelings out.
Mm-hmm.
And I love, like, she comes into the room and is like, so you're just going to sit here and work? And like, and like Lindsay's fight style, I admire because it's so counterproductive to like communicating and like solving the problem. It really mm-hmm. is just more about fighting and raising her voice, and she doesn't really see that, but I love her for it. And then she just gives like rattles off a bunch of amazing one-liners like mm-hmm. are you a hangry person?
And the sandwich thing, I mean, I hate to always to take it back to a place of Vanderpump Rules, but you know, like the originator of the sandwich fight, Jackson Brittany. Mm. And then to see sandwiches brought back in such a meaningful way, it was really special to see that.
Yeah, I love sandwich drama. I mm-hmm. think it's something that can be recycled and always feel fresh and new.
Uh-huh.
So I agree.
Sandwiches like are part of the love language of Bravo.
Mm-hmm.
Sandwiches and casseroles.
Sandwiches and who makes them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And macaroni and cheese.
Yeah.
Lindsay and Steven, I think, are not meant to be. We've discussed, and Danielle agrees with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean,
I also like. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, we agree. He's a, you know, c'est la vie, but they're not a good couple. And I have to say, mm-mm. I don't think her love language is quality time. I think she likes to think her love language is quality time, but I think her love language is words of affirmation and gifts. I don't know if you're familiar with the love languages.
I'm very familiar because my love language is quality time. So I was like, oh, we're alike in that way. But I think you're onto something.
Yeah. I mean, I think because he has shown up for her, even though he's working, what he has done is shown up for her. And that is the ultimate, like, quality time love language thing to represent. And, like, she doesn't see that because what she really wants is to hear, like, you're the best thing that's ever happened to me. I want to spend forever with you. I got us a helicopter ride.
Yeah. Or, like, here's a ring or here's mm-hmm. some jewelry. Like, this is what we're moving towards. And, like, right. let me give you something. Yeah. She exactly. has a list of wants, mm-hmm. which is, like, not exactly in line with, like, quality time.
Right.
What's your love language?
I think my love language is words of affirmation. I, like, never cool. met a compliment I didn't like. I'll take them all.
Well, to that I say you're amazing.
Oh, thank you. You're amazing. Ditto.
I'm really worried about Sierra's room and, like, how, like, I love her and have nothing but respect for my queen, but I'm also mm-hmm. worried about, like, just the mess factor of that room.
She is a nurse queen with, like, I think maybe the best body I've ever seen on Bravo. Like, yeah. beautiful. I don't want to degrade her by going to the details of her body, but it's pretty amazing. And she also has an incredible face. Like, she is just a vision, a goddess.
She's the total package. Mm-hmm. And then also, like, pretty chill in the scheme of things mm-hmm. and seems very mature, and but then also really compelling at the same time. But then just the one thing that I would say that's like the like, because everyone has like one thing, it's just this like messy room and a pile of stuff on the bed, which is my bed, I guess, is like a sacred space to me, so I mm-hmm. never pile anything on it.
Yeah.
But some people are bed pilers. Like, my mom is a bed piler. And I don't know how she does it, but and I don't relate. But that's the one thing that I that gives me pause with Sierra.
Mm-hmm. Her bed is, like, eating her alive. It's like the Audrey 2. Like, Little Shop of Horrors. Like, you just see, like, an arm sticking out.
Yeah. That bed is, like, one of the past guests on this, Joe Gunn, he posited that the summer house is actually built like upon the gates of hell. Like, it's like the devil's lair. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the devil is expressing himself and his machinations through Sierra's bed. Like, that is like a straight portal to hell.
Yes. I also think Luke's workbench is like a place for like the tools of the devil, like the idle hands that Luke has.
Mm-hmm.
It's the devil's workshop.
It is the devil's workshop. His workbench triggers me mm-hmm. and like in a very deep way that I don't understand where my anxieties come from. And the only way to explain them would be that it is like the devil's workbench.
Mm-hmm. And there's something, so I understand he's probably wearing work boots for like safety, but there's something like so gross about it being so hot that he's dripping with sweat, that he has no shirt on and like a bandana, but yet he has like work boots on. And it's just like, that's and a gnarly like.
Jeans.
Yes. Tight jeans. Tight, thick jeans.
Yeah. To wear jeans in the dead of summer is satanic.
Yes.
There's it's no the, way around that.
It's the work of the devil. Totally.
Also, his workbench is like not even, which it really bugs me because it's like kind of shoddily made mm-hmm. and like, and that throws me off. And I'm like, I don't trust, if you can't build a workbench, how am I supposed to trust mm-hmm. you to like make jewelry?
If you can't bring your like tool time carpentry A game to summer house, then I mean, leave your tools at home, Luke, and just bring your
right at home.
Yeah. Or like, I don't know, like make a pit stop at IKEA on the way.
Yeah, just pick up a table. Why'd yeah. you have to build that?
Yeah.
I'll bet it was really annoying for everyone to hear him tooling around.
Oh, totally. To make like an ugly, like tilted workbench. To make, I mean, like, do you own any of his jewelry?
No, I would never. I haven't even like looked at his website or tried to see what it looks like. My only frame of reference are like the kind of unfinished bangle and ring that he mm-hmm. was showing off in this episode, which is just not my style. I don't trust him to make jewelry. I don't think he's that good at it.
I feel like he's thinks he's coming from a place of like grizzly man, national parks, like awesome Urban Outfitters jewelry, but he actually like is coming from a place of steampunk.
Have you looked at his jewelry?
Yeah.
Now I want to look.
It has a very like masculine, like cogs and stuff energy. Cogs and nails, what do people use to make stuff? Yeah.
It's like the Tom Tom decorations.
Yes. Oh,
but
uh-huh.
In jewel form. Yeah, Luke is the only one on Summer House that gives me Vanderpump Rules vibes. Mm-hmm. I think it's because he's like model actor, and then when you go into any sort of jewelry making business with like zero background or know-how, mm-hmm. my brain immediately goes to like Stassi in her weird house with her ex-boyfriend, like,
oh, yeah,
making statement necklaces, like crafting them.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've noticed this about Luke also, which I think this might be like some kind of devil at play, but he never fully closes his mouth. Like, he always is sort of agape with, like, that makes him look kind of confused at all times. But he, like, always has, like, he's always taking in the air around him at all times. Mm-hmm. Like,
he's a mouth breather.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
You're so right. Now I'm, like, reminiscing on every time I've seen him. Also, like, he dresses later on at dinner. He's wearing a fedora and, like, a mm-hmm. full-blown, like, thick work shirt with suede patches, and I felt
buttoned
like
all
I
the way
to remind
up
him
to
that
the,
it,
yeah,
yeah, that it was still summertime, like it's hot outside,
like buttoned up to the neck. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't get it.
It's like not the it's not the summertime Hamptons look that he needs to embrace.
No.
And I'm not also not mm-hmm. loving his long hair.
No, hate the long hair. I need the hair to be like short again. Yeah, I feel like just everyone else on this show, like, their side hustles they feel like more legitimate. Even, like, mm-hmm. Paige, where people, I guess, could shit on her for, like, not having a job, but she is an influencer, and that is, like, a legitimate job. Like, even that, to me, I guess he has the Vanderpump energy is, like, you're really trying to do something that everyone else knows is not mm-hmm. going to work out well for you. But you're the only one that doesn't see that. So, like, he's doing that, but everyone else seems to be, like, they know themselves. They know what lane they belong in. And then they're, like, flourishing in those lanes.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's Luke.
Yeah. He needs to just embrace that being a reality star and stop trying to... He is someone who thinks he's above being on reality TV or acts like he is, but that's yeah. really most of what he has going for him.
Yeah,
sorry, I'm such a Luke hater.
No, I am too. I think he should stick to modeling. Definitely don't be an actor, even though he had one line in the new Kaley Cuoco show, The Flight Attendant.
Oh, he did?
He was in the pilot as, like, this guy that he's, like, a one-night stand guy that kind of, like, sits up in bed in the first episode and is like, hey, what? And then, like, it was just like, whoa, is that Luke? And then as soon as you recognized him, he was gone.
Nice. Get that IMDb cred. Go get it.
I guess he could be, like, an actor on, like, a TV actor.
Yeah, he could be,
but
like,
I don't want that.
A tertiary character on a CW, maybe. But I think mm-hmm. I'm going to just say one more thing I don't like about him, and then I'm going to stop bashing Luke.
Please,
I find him also to be, he's also humorless. Completely. Like, everyone else you're saying has a sense of self-awareness and a little bit of a wink to the camera, knowing, like, who they are, and he just, like, doesn't have that.
And he thinks that he does. Like, he makes jokes and then has to quantify those jokes by being like, ha ha ha, I'm just kidding. And when you have to say that, you need to realize that that means you don't have a sense of humor.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Like, when he was on the phone with his mom and he's like, look at all the shit in the pool. There's a dead frog in there. I'll cook him for dinner, you sucker. I'm kidding. And I was like, get out of my life.
Some hot, like, dead amphibian humor.
Yeah, like, I think that's also, like, comes with the territory of just being hot your whole mm-hmm. life.
Yes.
Is you have a very underdeveloped sense of self and sense of humor
mm-hmm.
because you've never had to try to do anything aside from just be, like, photogenic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with that completely. But somehow, like, I think that Kyle is probably like, I find Kyle to be much more handsome than Luke personally.
Mm-hmm. He's more charismatic
and he's got his like whatever, but he's like driven in a way that's like that's very attractive and real.
Yeah, like I hated Kyle for a really long time. I found him to be insufferable, and then a switch happened and I was like, I'm obsessed with Kyle. It was kind of the same way with Lindsay, where I was very turned off, but then you just start to like accept them, and I think they've grown in their both in their own ways. Lindsay, I don't know, but I think she's grown as like she's like, I think she could have a very long career as a reality TV star and be like an iconic, like she could have like a spinoff eventually, or like,
yeah,
just have like a, she has longevity in this world. And Kyle now has this like booming beverage business, and I like seeing him talk biz on the phone.
Yeah, I love it. And I you know what, I think Lindsay should have a spinoff with Tinsley Mortimer, where they're like, you know, something like they've never settled. They have great expectations, like throwing back to like the, you know, freezing their eggs.
Yes, and yes. Like, that's really smart.
Both women who see themselves as like possibly getting too old to find that like life they always wanted, but they're not too old. They're both in their prime and they both deserve to be treated like queens, and they should go out and find those men together.
That's a genius idea. Bravo, if you're listening, get in touch with Randy because this needs to happen. Also, did you hear that Lindsay and Scott are like probably broken up now?
Oh, Tinsley and yeah.
Or no, Tinsley. Yeah. I thought I shocked you for a second because you bought, I was like, sorry to drop that bomb on you.
No, yeah, that's what I was thinking Tinsley. About because I have been a Tinsley supporter, meaning like, I thought that her getting married and having babies is something she wanted more than a career in reality TV. So when she left Roni, I was like, I give you my full support because you are doing you. But the fact that it hasn't worked out for her is really like breaking my heart. And I want to see her really flourish.
Me too. I want her also back on my TV screen because I was genuinely devastated when she left Roni. Like, I guess I must have been in a state of denial, or like I didn't know that that was coming, especially I didn't know that it was happening that episode. So then I was watching and it just all of a sudden she was like, goodbye. And then I felt a loss in my life. And yeah, I need her back. Miss
I'd love
her,
to see her
back.
Return to Roni and have an amazing surrogacy journey, like storyline with Leah as her like best friend supporting her as she decides she was going to have her child her own way. And if the right man comes along, that's fine. But she's going to like have an amazing surrogacy journey and her dreams will come true. She can have her dogs and her baby and live in her hotel forever. And she doesn't.
Yes. Right. And Dale, like it'll be hard to get Dale on board, but eventually she will be, and she'll be the most amazing grandmother anyone could ask for.
Yeah. It'll be like a Tori Spelling. What's her mom's name?
I wanted to say Nancy, but that's not it.
Let's just go Candy. With Nancy. Candy Spelling. Like, their relationship might never be perfect, but she'll be there for those grandkids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm so into it. And the way that Dale cares for Strawberry and Shortcake leads me to believe that she'll do the same and show up for those grandkids in even a much more stronger way.
Mm-hmm. Even if it means projecting some of her own wants and failures onto them. But yeah.
Mm-hmm. They can just pick up where Tinsley left off, and it's like a fresh slate of little girl. And also if Tinsley got a surrogate journey and got to choose like the sex of her baby, she could have little mini me daughters that then Dale can warp them and make them do her bidding.
Right. And she can finally be the woman she wants to be because now her mother has, you're right, these new little girls to obsess over. And then she can finally be her own woman. This is a journey we need to see back on our TVs from Tinsley.
We need Tinsley back. Hashtag bring Tinsley back.
Normally being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/sexyunique.
A new quarter brings new goals, but what about your skincare goals? Small, easy changes in your routine can have amazing results, and your secret weapon should be Dime Beauty.
Dime Beauty is clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean, either. And when I say clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. I have been using Dime Beauty's TBT cream and their Dewy Daily Cream. TBT cream is a retinol alternative that I put on at night before I go to bed, and it's actually been making my skin look glowy and snatched, if I do say so myself.
I've noticed that, and I think our listeners have noticed too, because I've been picking up on a bunch of TikTok comments that have been like, you're glowing recently. So hats off to Dime. No one has time to remember the order of a 10-step skincare routine. The Work System from Dime Beauty has everything you need in one powerful package. It includes a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers.
Plus, my favorite, Dime's TBT cream, is finally back in stock. Check that out while you're there.
Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. This year, love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com. Danielle, by the way, is the hardest working woman in the summer house.
Yes. And I love how like her lingo when she works is like the most like buzzwords, like send the files, pronto, stat, data, market focus, group focus. Like, just like magnetic poetry of business words.
I still don't know what she does exactly, but I think that's kind of the point. She just has one of those jobs, like where, like, I would have friends that worked in like business or the corporate world, and I could not tell you what the hell they do, but I know that they're working as hard as Danielle, and it's good to see and be reminded that those people exist.
Yes. And I think that like she is like representing, she is self-aware because she knows that she doesn't have a career in reality TV. That like she should enjoy this ride, but her future is in her business career or her tech career or whatever, her marketing career, whatever she does.
Whatever it is she does, that she's killing it. But I'm also glad to see her on the screen as like a voice of reason.
Yes.
And she's like fun and supportive and has good, like a good read on everyone.
She does. And she's sort of that neutral. Greek chorus, like that Cameron Southern charm kind of thing. Like she knows what's going on for everyone and she supports them.
Yeah. And like seeing, I like her connection with Carl, like just the fact that they used to date and then now they're friends and she's like very supportive towards him, but then also like knows like the ins and outs of how he works, I think really works for the show as well.
I've come around so hard on Carl. I mean, Carl and Kyle both, like I couldn't have imagined feeling the way I feel about them right now. Like they have grown and they have turned, like they both still have growing to do, but to see them go from like party, like playboys to like, I don't know, just grown ass men has been an incredible journey that I'm glad I got to witness.
Yeah, same. I'm proud of Carl, like his like sober curiousness or sober curiosity is really refreshing to see. And like, I support him being like sober. I think that he could totally do it if that's what he decides to attempt, like in a real way, not like just drinking on the weekends way. I think it's probably given his family history, like a good inclination and a road to go down. But I love healthy Carl. I hope that it bleeds into like his relationships and those become healthier as well.
I think it will. You can really see it. Like, he means it. He means this new version of himself, even down to, like, being the guy who, like, takes care of everything in the house. Like, ordering the food and, like, all that kind of stuff. Like, that just shows that he's just taken on this, like, I feel like a mom talking about her son who was just bar mitzvahed. Like, I'm so proud of him. But
he ignite the motherly like the motherly instinct in women. I think that's like part of his relationship drama that he brings to the table. But he also like, I think he maybe like looks for a mom in relationships, but he doesn't need one because he is like an actual, like he is like a man at the end of the day. Like he's a man who is in control, but I think feels like maybe he can't be in control. But then you see him like roasting some vegetables and you're like, you've got this, Carlito.
Yeah, you've got this. Does he work for Kyle and Amanda?
I think so. I think he works in sales for Loverboy. But maybe he also does some like other sales side hustles. Because I didn't know if they left off last season with being like, you're kind of a mess. I don't know if you can do this job or if it's good for us to do this job. But I think that he does work with them because in later episodes when he can't like be on some sales calls with Kyle, then I was like, oh, he must work with them.
Yeah, well, I would hire Carl.
I would totally hire Carl. I love also that we're like, he does like the bare minimum kind of getting his shit together and we're like, it's amazing.
Yeah.
He asked everyone what their Mexican food order was and then called him, went and picked it up. Like, wow. Oh my God. Dream man.
I need to check my standards.
We all do. I'm like literally, I've always thought Carl was really hot, but I've always known that it's like truly like it's a dangerous road to go down with Carlito because I've seen what happens with him in relationships. But then now that he's like getting his shit together, I'm like, who knows?
Yeah.
Also, like, I'm literally, like, it's not. I'm a fucking freak for that. But he is, like, so sunburned, and that really concerns me.
I feel that also for Amanda. I feel like she has beautiful, like, the kind of skin that doesn't really burn in tans. But I think it's going to catch up with her because she's dead, like, her on her face. She's letting get a little red.
Yeah. And she's, like, I guess mid to late 20. I'm just, like, you gotta maybe stay out of the sun. I'm really into Amanda and Kyle's relationship, like, it seems like they've gotten to such a good place with each other that I truly never thought that that could happen for them, but it has, and I'm into it.
I love them together. I think, yeah, they've grown together and they've come to a place of like again, true adulthood, like a really loving, healthy relationship. And I absolutely adore them.
Mm-hmm.
And Amanda is my like style queen. She is I need like the Jort report because she can rock like those jean shorts, like those cutoffs, those mom shaped cutoffs with like a halter. Or like a crop top, mm-hmm. and just like, she just looks like a natural beauty, like a Madewell beauty.
Yeah, I need like a Instagram account that's just dedicated to cataloging her outfits. Mm-hmm. Because I've thought the same thing where I'm just like, God, she looks good in everything she puts on. I have a feeling that it has something to do with her boobs, mm-hmm. because she does have like great tits. But like, I'm also, it's that effortless,
yes,
not trying kind of style.
Like Paige is beautiful and like her style is awesome, but she has like a Bratz doll aesthetic that feels like she's trying. There's like an effort there, but yes, Amanda's effortlessness, like throw on those jean shorts, throw on a baggy sweatshirt or like a loose t-shirt, but like that's like cropped just enough, and she's just like beautiful, like Anthro catalog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and her highlights, like it's just, mm-hmm. like, one little, like, tendril of highlights, like, yes. face framing. And she rarely even wears makeup, I think. And mm-hmm. I'm just like, God, you're always killing it.
I respect that. And, like, Lindsay is beautiful, like, makeup or no makeup. But when you see Lindsay without a face of makeup, it, like, it looks different. Than, like, you can tell. It's like, oh, Lindsay doesn't have makeup on. Whereas Amanda can transition, you know, between mm-hmm. day and night, like, a little smoother.
Totally. We see Hannah. This is like the first instance, I think, of trash being taken out of the can and just put on the floor. And in the trash drama, I really do side with Kyle, where mm-hmm. I'm like, if you're going to take the trash out, you have to take it out.
Yeah. I totally side with Kyle on this one. And I think that she just like took it really, she just takes it personally. Like, but it's not about you. It is about trash. Mm-hmm. Like having trash out that many people in the house is gnarly. So like
you, right. A trash bag on the floor. I'm like, mm-hmm. even if you just took it outside and put it by the side of the house, mm-hmm. that would be preferable to just moving it 4 feet over and putting it in the corner by like a pantry that everyone goes in and out of.
Right. And because you've like said like, I am the trash lady, then like if everyone else in the house just has to walk by and see it, but they're like, oh, I shouldn't take it because Hannah has already committed to the trash. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's really ruining everyone's vibe and it's irresponsible. You gotta just fix it. Just take it outside.
Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful home and like mm-hmm. you need to keep it that way.
You can't have like a stinky trash bag and like piled up pizza boxes every day. In our space that yeah. we also work in. That would also be tough to like, you're working and then you want to come to the kitchen and like have just a breather from mm-hmm. your demanding corporate job. And then there's a pile of trash that you're immediately confronted with. And I get why Kyle would have the biggest problem with him because it's like directly in his eye line in front of his bedroom door.
Yes, exactly.
Everyone goes to bed that night and then Linz and Stravi, he finger blasts her after their like big conversation, like where he's like, I will try and spend more quality time with you. Mm-hmm. And it seemed like they really like kissed and made up.
I just love how Lindsay always has a fingering storyline. Like last season, it was like a major storyline. This season, it's yeah. like a B story, C, like maybe even a C story, but it's there. Like mm-hmm. she has a brand. And her.
She wants to get fingered.
Yeah.
I get it. That's her kink. That's what she likes. I yeah. love that for her.
Yes. Represent.
Paige's job. I love to see it.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
I'm into her room filled with racks of clothing and literally all she has to do, which I guess, I mean, this would be hard for me to like get dressed up, get Instagram ready, and then coordinate a photo shoot, feel good about the photos enough to then post them on social media as like an influencer, like present myself like that, take a lot of mental stretching. But she is really doing it, and God bless her for it.
God bless her. And I like, she is just like, I said she was kind of like a brat style because she is like, I kind of just want to like brush her hair and like braid it. Like she's so, and sorry, not in a creepy way, just in like, she just looks like a beautiful doll.
Yeah. And she's always like very well curated. And I, again, it's like, she's the yin to Amanda's yang, where it's like Paige always looks so put together, even if she's like in a casual outfit. It's like the hair is done just so, whatever makeup is at play is just right. And even like down to like the glass that she has like rosé in looks like it goes with everything she's wearing. She never looks like rumpled or messy or anything.
Yeah. And I think I like the rapport she has with her boyfriend, Perry. They had this like conversation where he was like, do you want to see, bro, you want to see this apartment in Miami? And she's like, motherfucking right I do. And like that felt real. Like that felt like a relationship that's like also a friendship.
Yeah. Do you, what do you make of her relationship with Perry? Do you think it has legs? Do you think like she's just kind of injecting like her concerns about it for the sake of storyline?
Yeah, I think it's somewhat storyline. I feel like she's one of those people that if she had met him when she was 32, she'd be like 100. But she's like young and beautiful, and like who knows where an influencer career will take her, who knows where reality TV will take her. And I feel like she's just not ready to be somebody's wife, to settle down. Like she's just doesn't see herself that way yet. But I think like ultimately they seem like a real deal couple that like gets along now, and like he's built, he's thinking about when he's making plans, he's making them for the both of them.
Totally. And I think like they look great together.
Yes.
That's like half the battle. Yeah. He fits into the grid aesthetically. So I love that for them.
And I think Perry and Paige, like it has a nice sound, like for a wedding hashtag.
Yeah, totally. My last guest, Brody, was saying how she thinks Paige has like a Bethany Frankel kind of vibe, like a young Bethany. And I was like, now that I've seen that, I can't really unsee that.
Interesting.
But I like it.
It's definitely softer. I mean, well, who's harder than Bethany? But
yeah. Bethany's the hardest it gets. But like, I could see her being like the kind of how Bethany has like long-term relationships with people in that way. Like I could see that for Paige too.
Yeah, I could see that because she does have an independent energy.
Or like even like where the relationships like at post Jason Hoppy, like they don't take center stage. Like are there, she has like that kind of separate from then her life in the spotlight.
Right. That's true.
And I think that's kind of what you have to do in this situation.
I started watching Bethany Ever After during the quarantine because I heard that it was on like Peacock, and I had to stop because it was too dark. Like to know Bethany's divorce journey and to watch the beginnings of that relationship, especially after the wedding when the baby was little. I'm like, I can't like. Yeah.
I haven't watched that since it came out, and I would imagine that it would be like kind of sickening to watch now, just knowing everything we know.
It's like darker than Breaking Bad.
I mean there's nothing, there's like few things that are sadder than a really acrimonious divorce.
Yeah, and like to go through it also publicly, and he it's just like to see the tension building between them at that time. Oh man, don't revisit it. It doesn't
no because their problems were evident from the beginning. Like they were very much front and center during the whole, like leading up to the wedding, the pregnancy, like afterwards, because she was pregnant with Bryn when they got married, right? Oh yeah, at the Four Seasons or wherever, or that beautiful hotel.
Yeah,
I'm like, where was it? I know exactly where it was. Oh, yeah. Maybe I will. I don't know. If I need like a hit of darkness and I want to go down that road, it's good to know that that's there.
once the pandemic's over, you should go have tea there. Mm-hmm. It's just like a celebration of like new beginnings.
Yeah, totally. I'm happy for Sierra that she gets to just relax and chill and have no job after being like an ICU nurse. Mm-hmm.
And I love that, right. That she's not pretend, like she's not like out there like building a workbench. She's just like straight up. She's just owning the fact that she's like, I'm chilling. I love that. For
yeah.
Her.
She's not building a brand yet. Like she's like that. I love when they introduce like the new energy or the new mix, because there's just limitless possibility for where they're going to take things. And I'm excited to see where Ciara's goes, because what can't she do?
She could
save lives or be a supermodel.
Wow.
Not many people can say that about themselves.
Summer House is part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Like, <It is. laughs> she is true superhero. Sarah Vision. Yeah.
I'm into it. Do you have any Loverboy merch?
No, I did look online and I thought about buying some, because I actually think it's really good merch. Do you have
great
any?
Merch? No, I wanted to buy their like tie dye long sleeve that they put out last year, but then it was sold out. And now that I'm seeing the sweatshirt, like the like kind of collegiate sweatshirt that Amanda wears, now I want that, but I haven't checked yet because it's sold. It probably is sold out.
Amanda, that's another thing. Credit back to Amanda. Like she is a real graphic designer, and like she has really, she's got serious skills. Like the look of Loverboy, I mean, I haven't tasted Loverboy. Have you had
me
it?
Neither.
So
I haven't had it. No, and I don't like drinks. Like I don't like canned like flavored beverages aside from like Diet Coke or just like the standard like sodas. I don't do like an alcoholic canned flavored beverage. It's like not my thing. Love that for them, but. Mm-hmm.
But yeah. They've nailed their packaging and their branding is so good. And their merch is so good.
Yeah, it's amazing. Now I'm going to actually look into that sweatshirt.
I feel like I can see myself on the beach this summer. Like just as it starts to get a little chilly and you have your jean shorts on, then you put on your baggy Loverboy sweatshirt. I feel like that's where I'm going to be in August.
Totally. Or like the sun goes down and maybe you have a beach bonfire and you're just like in bikini bottoms and your baggy Loverboy sweatshirt. Yeah.
Just like a little off the shoulder. Yes.
Yeah.
I predict that for us.
Carl takes over the dinner master. He's at it again. He's roasting vegetables, preparing like sausages and hamburger patties with no buns, which they're just staying like, you know, carb conscious. Love that for them. And that's when Luke arrives to dinner in his flannel shirt and fedora. And I think this is like, I guess Kyle has probably felt this way about Hannah for a long time, but it's very clear in this moment that he hates Hannah.
Yeah. You can feel it's palpable.
Like he says, he's like, what did you bring down here? And she said something. He goes, okay, I give you like a C for effort. And you're like, oof. I knew that like more drama was brewing. But this was, I was like, oh yeah, he like really doesn't like her. And this is going to end up being a huge source of like problems for Paige and for Hannah and Amanda down the line.
It's like, I get that. I understand somehow that it's built up resentments too, because he is actually like busting his ass working all day. And she is like, she's doing her, and she's hustling in her own way, but it's presenting like she's chilling in bed. And I think he's taking that in and making that about him. And like,
yeah,
you know, she didn't bring him down like a spork, and that, you know, set off a whole lot of feelings about the injustice of her getting to chill all day.
Yeah. And I think also it's like, if she would just bring the fork down or like take the trash out, she could chill as long as she wants to. It's just like pitch in. And like, I think Kyle is really about like a community vibe and he doesn't feel like she's like a team member.
Right. She's
in that way.
Exactly. And I think that shows also like the other guy, like Carl, showing that stepping up and being that mature guy. Like those small, like you're saying, ordering Mexican food, like that goes a long way when you're in like a community type situation like that. And for Hannah, you're right. It's simple things like taking out the trash, and she would have like an awesome reputation in the house, but she just can't bring herself to do it.
No, it's kind of like laziness that then when you see someone that all they have to do is like open their computer and like talk from bed, you process that as like, okay, this fucking lazy girl. But
I mean, I've stayed in like, I don't know if you've ever stayed with like a group in a beach house. Like, so I, in the summers, we used to go, you know, before times, like spend a week or two at the shore of a group of friends. And I'm not much of a cook. So like, there wasn't ever like, it wasn't 6 weeks, but it wasn't like exact rules. But I still knew that like, okay, I'm going to have to get up and empty the dishwasher. Because if I don't do anything, like, I'm not, no one's going to want to hang, like, the vibes will be off.
Yeah. You have to, like, find a place where you, like, pick up the slack somewhere. Mm-hmm. So it's like, if you're not cooking, you're doing dishes or, like, clearing the table or setting the table mm-hmm. or, like, sweeping or something like that. Yeah. It's like, you just have to make yourself useful for, like, a couple things.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's chill.
Yeah.
Hannah's also really good at like making side comments and like starting like little barbs and like starting drama without actually like addressing the problem that's going on. And like she spent this whole day and night like ignoring Luke and making comments about him, and he is too non-confrontational to like speak to that really. And I kind of enjoy him being like miffed by her comments because it just is like funny to see anyone shit on Luke.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I was obsessed with Hannah like being like, I need to move away from him. Like, can I sit over there? Like, and then making that comment while they like say grace.
Yeah. Like I said, they're both like, I think they're both wrong, but like, when he takes it to a place of like volume with her, I didn't care. Like that was, he crossed the line.
Yeah. And that was also like a not smart move of him, because if you're around someone that you have a legitimate crush on, you're going to want to be on your best behavior no matter what happens, because you want them to see you as like this really good person or like still have like good feelings about you. So the second that you start screaming at another woman, it's going to look bad. And if that woman happens to be someone that you were also in like a nebulous relationship with, you're just shooting yourself in the foot.
Yeah. It's like that Sierra is like a, seems like a really decent person. And she doesn't need to settle for someone who's going to yell at his friends, like in front of everyone. And like, again, I say with the cruelty, like he's yelling, and what he's yelling is like, I'm not like attracted to you. You know, like, yeah. I feel like that's ultimately like whatever he's saying, the subtext is like, I'm too hot for you. Like, it's never gonna happen. And it's just like the content is mean and like the delivery is bad.
Yeah, it's terrible. Like, all you'd have to do is apologize and own it, and then you look great, and it actually is, like, the decent thing to do in that situation.
Have you done any digging on Hannah's fiancé, Dez?
I haven't. I literally thought that that was, like, a joke post when they posted it, and so I didn't think twice about it. And then on the last episode of this podcast, I was informed that it was indeed the truth and not a joke at all. And then I was weirded out. So I never looked back. But have you done any digging?
So I saw it on her Instagram. So then I went to his, and he posted an engagement picture, and his caption was, "When you know, you know." And I was like, you know what? There you go. That's your answer. Like, this came out of nowhere. Like, you guys hardly know each other. She's on a reality show, but he just posted, "When you know, you know." So I guess he knew. And then that also led me to find out that he was on Ireland Dancing with the Stars.
Whoa. Is he famous in Ireland?
He's famous in Ireland. He's like really famous in Ireland. Right? Okay,
that's cool.
What a twist.
I thought that that is a twist that I can get behind, and I love Dancing with the Stars, so I can get behind that as well. I thought that he was just like kind of a wannabe, like up and coming comedian type, and so that's why I was like not vibing, because I was like, Hannah, like you can't do this with this person. But this actually, I feel much better about that.
Yeah, I feel secure knowing that she is with Irish reality star,
a legitimate celebrity in Ireland,
right? And like, I think maybe he's trying to build himself up in America, but like, I imagine that they're gonna like take a trip to Ireland, you know, like after the pandemic, and like they'll walk down the street and or they'll be in a pub and people will come up to him and be like, Dez, you know, top of the morning to you, Dez, and like, you know, want a selfie, and no one there will know her, but like he'll be the star.
Yeah, that'll be great. Okay, there's a lot of opportunities now for like Dez and Hannah travel content and like a show about them. And I would love him to come into a summer house scenario. I think that we need like an Irish presence. So, okay, I'm into this now. Yeah. Thank you for doing the work, because you really solved like a mental problem for me.
I'm sorry. If nothing else, you know. I'm not all heroes, you know, not all heroes. Yeah.
Some heroes just use their thumbs to Google and scroll Instagram back to the depths of like 2013 and get to the bottom of what's really going on.
Yeah.
And to that, I tip my hat to you.
Thank you.
Also, who knew Ireland had Dancing with the Stars?
Right. I guess every nation has their own Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah. I mean, Australia has Dancing with the Stars, so I guess why not Ireland?
Yeah. I mean, if I was in Ireland, I wouldn't want to watch, like, Great Britain Dancing with the Stars. I'd be like, that's not my people.
No, give us our own thing.
Mm-hmm. Give us our Dez.
Let us dance. Well, thank you so much for being on this podcast. You've really like pitched great ideas. I need the Lindsay and Tinsley spinoff. I need Dez on Summer House. And like, I just am so glad to have you here.
This has been so much fun. I love talking to someone who's like really understands the depths of that. Like, these Bravo shows are just an amazing experiment into human nature. And they are, like, the highest highs, the lowest lows, and they are art.
Mm-hmm. They are art. And thank God for Summer House, honestly. Like, it is all we have to live for at times. So I'm just glad to have their positive vibes.
Yeah. And wherever there's art, there's always, like, art's most highest, most educated critic. And that's like where you come in, because if it wasn't for people like you, these shows would not be elevated to where they are, because like pairing SUP with these shows it takes it to another level of like just super entertainment.
Well, that's such high praise. I appreciate it so much. Tell all the readers where they can find you.
I am at Randy Lawson on Twitter and Instagram. That's Randy with an I, LAWSON. And I'm just on there like making jokes and doing my thing and loving life and watching Bravo.
I love it. You got to smash the follow. You're a great, great social media addition to anyone's life. Thank and a you. Great addition to this podcast.
It's been my absolute pleasure. Thank you so much, Laura.
Guys, you can subscribe to the Patreon for bonus episodes at patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast. And you can DM on there your thoughts to be read on bonus episodes, or email me at sexyuniquepodcast@gmail.com. Follow Randy. And until next time, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.